Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, not to forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrols, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty, let's get started with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we're going to start with a caller. We got a caller on the line right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Kentucky.
What's up?
Hey, well, nothing. I mean, I just really respect every word you say, along with the professor, and, you know, but God bless this country because we enjoy such liberties, and our founding fathers established these things. We didn't. But anyways, God bless you, our country, and every word you say, sir.
All right, thank you very much, and we appreciate that. And that's our friend up in Kentucky. We appreciate him. We appreciate the listeners in Kentucky. Now, let me see here.
We will never do that.
Guess who I got here, Kyle?
But the sounds like the president.
Let's listen to him for a minute.
This is where they're coming from. Like it or not, this is where they're coming from. If the left gains power, they will demolish the suburbs, confiscate your guns, and appoint justices who will wipe away your Second Amendment and other constitutional freedoms. Biden is a Trojan horse for socialism. If Joe Biden doesn't have the strength to stand up to wild-eyed Marxists like Bernie Sanders and his fellow radicals, and there are many, many, we see them all the time, it's incredible actually, then how is he ever going to stand up for you? He's not. The most dangerous aspect of the Biden platform is the attack on public safety. The Biden-Bernie manifesto calls for abolishing cash bail, immediately releasing 400,000 criminals onto the streets and into your neighborhoods. When asked if he supports cutting police funding, Joe Biden replied, yes, absolutely. When Congresswoman Ilhan Omar called the Minneapolis Police Department a cancer that is rotten to the root, Biden wouldn't disavow her support and reject her endorsement. He proudly displayed it shortly later on his website, displayed it in big letters. Make no mistake, if you give power to Joe Biden, the radical left will defund police departments all across America. They will pass federal legislation to reduce law enforcement nationwide. They will make every city look like Democrat-run Portland, Oregon. No one will be safe in Biden's America. My administration will always stand with the men and women of law enforcement.
Now, I'm going to stop it there because this is where he introduces the police members in the audience and has them stand up and take a bow. But what he's saying is absolutely true. And this is what's going to cost the Democrats the election. And this is what's going to get them hosed big time. They have no idea the onslaught that's coming against them. The people in the United States of America do not want the police departments defunded or reduced in terms of their capabilities and what they're able to do, because when you call 911 and somebody's trying to bust in your front door or somebody's trying to hurt you in some way or you need the fire department or whatnot, maybe you've been assaulted or shot or whatever, the last thing in the world you want to hear is, well, we don't have anyone on duty because we had to defund our third shift.
No kidding. Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. And of course, the president locking in on the defunding the police issue, who in the Democrat Party thinks that that's a winning issue? I mean,
the radicals and the far left, the Omars, the Ayoks, the Presleys, the Bernie Sanders, that bunch, they think it's a great idea because then they can get their social programs, because that's more important to have somebody out there with a clipboard and a computer that's a shrink or whatnot going up against somebody with a gun or a knife or whatnot. They think that's going to work. It's not.
No, it's not. And all people have to do is look around them. It's a different reality than what people like Ayoc and Bernie Sanders and others are trying literally to sort of scam the American people with. It's just completely ridiculous. And the president, you know, again, rightly zooming in on this as one of the clear choices that is there for the American people. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to play this again. Well, wait a minute, I can't because we're going to break. So we're going to go to the break. And, folks, when I come back, we might still be able to hear from the president here. This is recorded from earlier, of course, what I'm watching. He's introducing the people in the audience that lost their loved ones to criminals, police officers, families that are there. Just tugs at your heartstrings. Tugs at your heartstrings. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Auto Glass America, and there's gold waiting for you in your windshield. Yep, give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty if you own a car, truck, or van. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required now from Fort Myers to Orlando, to Gainesville, to Tampa, Sarasota, and surrounding areas. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there to get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There we go. Right on cue, right on key. So there you go. Now, now we've had some breaking news come in here. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is going to resign over health issues. Apparently, he before we go off the air here, he's going to have a press conference stating what it is that's going on. And, of course, he went into the hospital for tests or something or whatnot, and now he's going to resign because of the health issues. So one can only wonder what it is that's going on, right?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. We've got some information. He did go into the hospital a couple of times here just recently, saying he was going there to maintain his health. He's 65 years old. In 2007, he had ulcerative colitis, which forced him to step down as premier at that time. However, we have some information that evidently the Japan's topics index dropped as much as 1.6% on the sudden announcement. He is scheduled to give a news conference at 5 p.m. To discuss his health, we understand. And right now in Tokyo, in Japan, it is now 4:20 p.m. in the afternoon. So in about 40 minutes or so, he's at least scheduled to give a press conference.
All right. Well, we're going to go back to the president. Now, we're watching a rebroadcast of what his speech was earlier, and I'm going to play the audio here. I'm going to go back to the president right now, and let's hear what he's saying.
We must reclaim our independence from the left's repressive mandates. Americans are exhausted trying to keep up with the latest list of approved words and phrases and the ever more restrictive political decrees. Many things have a different name now, and the rules are constantly changing. The goal of cancel culture is to make decent Americans live in fear of being fired, expelled, shamed, humiliated, and driven from society as we know it. The far left wants to coerce you into saying what you know to be false and scare you out of saying what you know to be true. Very sad. But on November 3rd, you can send them a very thundering message they will never forget.
You betcha. It's coming, folks. It's coming, I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe Biden is weak. He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage. These same liberals want to eliminate school choice while they enroll their children in the finest private schools in the land. They want to open our borders while living in Waldorf compounds and communities in the best neighborhoods in the world. They want to defund the police while they have armed guards for themselves. This November, we must turn the page forever on this failed political class. The fact is, I'm here. What's the name of that building?
He's pointing to the White House.
But I'll say it differently. The fact is, we're here and they're not. To me, one of the most beautiful buildings anywhere in the world, and it's not a building, it's a home as far as I'm concerned. Not even a house, it's a home. It's a wonderful place with an incredible history. But it's all because of you. Together we will write the next chapter of the great American story. Over the next 4 years, we will make America into the manufacturing superpower of the world. We will expand opportunity zones. Thank you, Tim Scott. Bring home our medical supply chains, and we will end our resilience for bad things. We will go right after China. We will not rely on them one bit. We are taking our business out of China. We are bringing it home. We want our business to come home.
All right, now I'm going to pod this back down again, Kyle. I'm going to mention something about China. I heard Joe Biden and Kamala Harris talk about the fact, well, we're going to bring back our pharmaceuticals that went overseas to China, and they never should have gone there to begin with. And they insinuated the fact that Trump might have had something to do with getting them over there. But when did all that stuff start?
I think that was back during Obama-Biden.
Well, actually, the first stages of it started when our secrets were being sold, literally sold to China by Bill Clinton and company. And then it was kind of backed off on by George W. Bush, and then it was picked up on again by Obama, Biden. You are correct. And that's when some of our pharmaceutical companies started to move over there, lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk, because they could basically get things made for pennies on the dollar.
Exactly right. And, of course, what happened, Captain, when COVID hit, and we got the message essentially in this country through, I think it was one of the news sources there in China, news outlets, you know, America's going to drown in a soup or a sea of coronavirus because they could withhold medicine.
That just happened yesterday. Yeah. I believe we heard that from one of the Chinese government officials. But here's the deal. Okay, we're already making plans to start manufacturing things here in the United States. And again, I used to live in a town, I used to live in a city in upstate New York where they made penicillin. That was one of the things that they did, and they quit doing that. They shipped that overseas. Well, it wouldn't take a whole hell of a lot to put the penicillin line back in again at the same place, Bristol Myers.
Well, exactly, because Americans now are keenly aware, Captain, that this is a national security consideration. What happens when there is another outbreak of something that is deliberate or an accident or what have you? We can't afford any longer to not have control of making our own medicine.
And they even sold us, and some states bought millions of masks and PPE stuff from China, and it did not work. Tests that did not give the right results. Faulty. Unbelievable. China. They are not our friend, and we never should have let that stuff go over there to begin with. And the president has said it's coming back.
It's coming back as well it should. And again, the world has taken a very different course, it would seem, this year, Captain, but it's an eye-opening course. That's to be sure.
Yeah, and I know that China talked about threatening to sue us and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, but big deal. Go ahead and sue us.
Yeah, I guess so. but
after what they owe us for what they did to us with the Chinese virus, are you kidding me?
I think that we're going to hear more about that kind of thing during this campaign. I think that's going to start percolating a little bit more, and I think the Democrats will be surprised as to exactly how the American people feel about it.
Well, who's the one that did not want us to close our borders to begin with, number one, and number two, did not want us to stop allowing people to come through immigrating from other countries? Who's the one that bitched and griped and yelled about that?
Well, that'd be Uncle Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris.
Yep.
That, oh, this was wrong. We're the guidance of light. We need to keep our borders. No, that was wrong. The president did the absolute positive right thing when he shut all that stuff down. Otherwise, who knows what we would have been doing right now.
Well, exactly. And, of course, later on, Joe Biden kind of caught up to that. It took him a month or two or something, but he caught up to it. And, again, Americans know, Captain, that they can't afford to have Joe Biden, make all these bad calls in the moment. Because there's just too much at stake.
Yeah. Now, here comes the music, and when we come back, we'll be back with more of Kyle Warren. By the way, we're going to talk about Kenosha, Portland, and Minneapolis. There's some things that were going on there, especially in Minneapolis, and I'm going to tell you about the people that got arrested last night, 130 of them, and how many of them are back out on the street tonight. Wait till you hear this one. This will really make your jollies happy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows, Guns and Knife Shows. Now, it's a proper name of what they do is called Two Guys Guns and Knife Shows. They're coming back again Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be right here in the backyard, Tampa Bay, in Largo at the Mid-Reg Center, Mid-Reg Hall, which is located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And stop on by and check out all the stuff they got there. And also, there'll be a concealed carry class at 2 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, the concealed carry class will be at 1 p.m. So you can get your certification and get your permit. And I will tell you that not only do they have modern and up-to-date guns, but they've also got tactical equipment and private collections there too. You'll find artifacts from World War II and sometimes going back to the Civil War. There's once in a while black powder guns there, not all the time, but they have a lot of different things there. And you might find some fishing poles, you might find some bows and arrows, you might find some outdoor supplies like tents and whatnot, whatever. So stop on by. And sometimes they have some health and beauty aid stuff there too that you can save money on. So whatever. But that's Saturday from 9 to 2, I'll be making a personal appearance at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show at the Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Lyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Yes, Lyle, how are you? Good God.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, back to what we're talking about here, I want to mention that in Minneapolis, we had 130 arrests made last night when the things fired up because, oh, a cop got just shot a black man, and oh, here we go again and all that. But what they forgot to tell you was the black man actually committed suicide.
That's right. That was that's on video.
Yeah, they had, and the cops got the video out real quick to show the people that, hey, we didn't shoot anybody. This guy shot himself.
That's exactly right. And again, while tragic, it was not the way that it was perceived.
But they still managed to get out there, and a bunch of them started to tear up the downtown area and all that stuff. But the Minneapolis police made 130 arrests. Now, that sounds pretty good, right?
Right.
How many of them do you think were out of jail by noon the next day?
Well, I think a pretty high percentage, I hate to say.
127.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, they were set free because of a group called Minnesota Freedom, which is a group of highly influential and wealthy Democratic donors, to include members of Hollywood. Rumor is George Soros might have money in there, too. And that's how they got out, and that, to me, something has got to change. Something's got to change just to let these people get a slap in their hand and to go right back out, right back onto the street and do the same thing all over again.
Well, Captain, you know, whoever is funding this, and whether or not they're celebrities or they're just players, you know, in some way, the American people, they see things happening on their television and on their internet screens, and they see the brutality that is going on by these rioters, and the fact that they're literally destroying people's businesses, people they have no beef with at all for any reason, but yet they're destroying the stores, not only just the big stores, but the mom and pop.
Their excuse is, well, they have insurance, they're okay. Yeah, well, not really, because somebody's going to pay for that, and it's going to be whoever buys the product the next time around. Now, also, in Portland, did you hear what the Portland mayor had to say about the rioting going on there?
Yeah, he said something like it's all going to burn itself out, or just let it burn itself out.
He said, just let the riot burn itself out. What a statement to make. Are you kidding me? I would have. That's, to me, if you can impeach that guy, he just made an impeachable statement.
Well, no kidding, because what does that say to, I don't know, residences, residents and business people in Portland? It's like, we just don't care about you.
Oh, by the way, we reached a point in the president's speech where the fireworks are going off and all that stuff. And what was amazing was when they got the fireworks to go off, they actually had the fireworks light up Trump 2020. Not once, but three times.
Yeah, I saw that. And
I couldn't believe it.
Replay now. Yeah, this is, I wouldn't know how to begin to make it do that.
You think the Democrats had fireworks? Boy, the Republicans had fireworks. Lots of it, plenty of it, and it made the Democrats look like a bunch of amateurs.
Amateurs, right? Well, exactly. And with the parking lot, with the cars,
yep,
and stuff like that. Yeah, this, if for somehow, Captain, this, I think, is probably the biggest fireworks show ever. I think that's probably
the crowd that was out there at the White House lawn. It was several thousand people and deep. Okay, I don't know how many thousand, but I would say that it looks like there's 3,000 or 4,000 people minimum right there on the grass. Might have been more than that. Now, let's talk about George Floyd, because yesterday the medical examiner came out and released his final statement. He said that George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. And while the coroner didn't say that that's what killed him, it certainly contributed. Because remember, if he had just gotten in the car and driven off and he couldn't breathe, he probably would have passed out.
Yeah, that is likely.
Because fentanyl was doing that to him. That's why, I can't breathe, because he started that before they even had him on the ground.
Yeah, the fentanyl is just absolutely wicked. It's terrible. But of course, we'll never know exactly what might have happened. But Captain, I think that, you know, maybe this will hopefully raise awareness about the scourge of drugs, you know, in our country.
Yeah.
And hopefully the TV people will pick up on that.
Now, this is important because the Navy now says that horrible fire on the assault ship, the Bonhomme Richard, may have been arson related. And they are currently questioning a sailor who was apparently in charge of where the fire started. And the way the material was stored and stacked had something to do with how fast the fire spread.
Yes, exactly. And it destroyed 11 of the ship's 14 decks, basically, devastated those decks. And initially, the ship was deemed unsalvageable, but they're still waiting for a complete determination on that. But $250 million later of its two-year upgrade, and this fire breaks out. And if it's arson, it's absolutely reprehensible, obviously.
And Fox News attracted 7.1 viewers on their third night of the RNC. That was the night before last, dominating the competition. This was three times more than the DNC at its highest level when they were having their convention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not surprised, ultimately, but I think, Captain, a lot of people, you know, they've heard a lot of things about Donald Trump, and I tell you, if they tuned in and they watched Donald Trump in his speech, I think you're going to find out that they're going to say, wait a minute, why are these people telling me this about Donald Trump?
Now, I've got another jackass that we heard from last night. Are you ready?
Yep.
And jackass in the form of Democrat.
Yep.
Quote, I really don't understand how people will say CNN is biased, said CNN's Don Lemon.
Well, you know, he has a lot of these sayings, you know. It's hard to keep track sometimes, but yeah.
Is he living in a treehouse where he never sees anybody?
Well, good question. He might be living in a bubble somewhere, but, but Don Lemon, he also had just told Chris Cuomo, by the way, Captain, that, you know, and I'm just paraphrasing here, the riots have to be stopped because it's now starting to show up in the polls, and he thinks that Biden needs to go out and give an Obama-like speech, he said, and to tell everybody, I will fix this problem once I'm president.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what planet is Don Lemon living on?
Yeah, and get this one, America. Are you ready for this, Kyle?
Yep.
Another Zogby poll. Donald Trump hit 52% approval rating this week.
And that's still, I mean, it's a different poll, but the percentage-wise, this is still even better than Obama was doing at this point in 2012.
By 5%.
Yeah. So again, if we were just looking at those kinds of tea leaves, one would take away that, hey, President Trump's on a good trajectory here. But the TV commentators and all the left and the leftist commentators, you know, they all want you to think that, no, don't believe any of the stuff that you – don't believe your senses is basically what they tell you.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, they're going to pump up Joe Biden with a bunch of hot air, and they're going to send him out in a balloon, and he's going to come visit some of the battleground states. He says he's going to hit the campaign trail after Labor Day. He's going to be out visiting crucial swing states.
Well, right, and this comes just, what was it, Captain, a week after he wouldn't go to, go to Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, to give his acceptance speech for the convention?
Well, he addressed Kenosha yesterday. You know, the media is saying that the violence is going to boost Trump, and Biden right away jumped in and had something to say about that. As a result of what we heard, going on. And, again, he's just getting to the dance.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. Going to take a look at what's going on out there and where the storm's at and what it's doing. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all night. All across the country and around the world on the internet and the satellite. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that. And not to be confused with the other Donna that I'm just looking at on television right now. Donna Fiducia was really good as a news anchor with Fox News for a number of years after being a radio reporter and whatnot. Got her start with the Howard Stern show. She was the first female helicopter traffic reporter flying around New York City. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to the program, me talking about the pilot and the Flying J, and they'll give you a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, if you have one of their Driver's Club's thermoses or little thermos cups that they've got there, you can get a hot or cold drink, whatever the situation might be. All right. So, here we go.
I'm
little CCR there, born on a bayou. And by the way, speaking of bayous, them bayous is underwater right now in certain parts of Louisiana. I'll guarantee you that one. And let's get to moving here. I'm going to read the weather statement, and then we're going to turn it over to Kyle Warren. Now, Tropical Depression Laura will continue moving east and crossing the mid-Mississippi Valley on Friday, and then into the middle Atlantic states on Saturday as it starts to move out to sea. And several inches of rainfall with Laura will continue a threat for flash flooding. In the meantime, severe thunderstorms will be possible on Friday over the Midwest with a potential for large hail and damaging winds, and over the Mid-South, a threat of a few tornadoes. And I'm looking right now at what looks like, let's see here, Louisiana, you're pretty much out of the clear. Got some really hot weather coming in right now behind all of this water that's going to be there. That'll make it really nice for the mosquitoes. And we're also got some tornado watches over in Mississippi tonight and up towards the Tennessee border. Right there. It looks like up 55. So, Kyle, come on in here and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, tonight we've got a lake wind advisory up in northeastern Montana, and we've also got fire weather watches in the western part of the state of Montana, and that's dipping down into Idaho a little bit. So if you're near Idaho Falls, you might be seeing some of that dry weather. Also through Washington State, same story. Fire weather watch heading down towards the middle of the state, just east of Portland. And we go down in through Oregon with air quality alerts. We've got a dense smoke advisory in the Reno-Carson City area. And also if you're traveling up 395 past Honey Lake, Susanville, you're probably going to encounter some of that dense smoke. Central Valley of California continues smoky. Out in Phoenix, looks like we're going to be about 109 to 113. Some of these excessive heat warnings have disappeared for now, so that's good. Las Vegas, earlier we're projecting 115. Maybe it will be more like 109, we understand.
Now, I-29, Sioux Falls up to the North Dakota border and over east the southern part of Minnesota tonight along I-90. You've got an area of severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and you've also got some flood watches and warnings going through there. Got some rain over in the eastern part of Wisconsin. That looks like that's along I-90 as well. And then, of course, this rain that's coming from the depression is in the most of Arkansas right now. If you pretty much follow 55 up through Arkansas towards Memphis and towards Little Rock, and then I-30 out of Texas, you got rain all the way across to Memphis. You got rain now right into Nashville, all the way to Nashville right now, and rain up in Kentucky about halfway across the state there on 64. Southeastern corner of Missouri got rain there. Southern part of Illinois got rain there. Alabama, the northwestern corner of Alabama, there's rain up there. And rain in the northern part of Mississippi right now. And Louisiana is pretty much starting to dry out with some possibility of some more rain, scattered showers there. But that's where we're at. And it looks like we got a lot of flooding conditions. I-10, again, if you're coming across I-10, Lake Charles East, going over towards Lafayette, you're going to have some stretches of I-10 that are actually underwater right now, so you aren't going to be able to get across there. You're going to have to go up on the two-lane, get north of there, but there'll be a detour to get you up there and get you around. But if I were you, if I were anybody, I would be up on I-20 tonight and stay right off I-10 all the way across Louisiana, because it's going to definitely have a lot of areas that are going to be waterlogged. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we appreciate the job you did again tonight, and we will talk to you tomorrow on the weekend edition.
Sounds great, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and go to KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about him and hear his program that he has and find out about all the stuff that he does. Now, the difference is we've got a lot of different things that are just transpiring tonight. The news is moving very quickly around us, and it's not just about any one particular thing that's out there when you talk about the news. The convention tonight, the last night of the convention, and President Trump and what he had to say was just really, really something. And again, there is a general consensus that the Dems' message was absolutely flat-out destroyed by what the Republicans put out there, because you saw a contrast of like two worlds, one world versus another world, and which one do you want to live in? And that's pretty much what we saw and we heard. So it is what it is. Okay, and Denise is chiming in here. Let's see here. She wants to talk about the White House protest, but I'm waiting for her to call me. She hasn't done that yet, so there she is right there. Here she comes. Okay. All right. Well, we got Denise Simon on the telephone, so we're going to go right over to Denise Simon. Okay, yeah, the White House protest, big deal. It lasted about, what, an hour or two?
Well,
they were gone, I'll tell you that much. They were gone.
Mm-hmm. Not so much, because the protests attacked a lot of the buses that were busing people from the White House back to their respective hotels, or those that were walking to their hotels.
Like Rand Paul.
Exactly. So, you know, let's just say, you know, none of the Republicans did that to the Democrats at the DNC.
No, and you know what's going on in Washington today, correct?
Yeah, there's another
March
protest.
Mm-hmm.
This one's led by Al Sharpton.
Yeah, but that's also going on this weekend. He's got a two-day thing going on there, and Jesse Jackson, I think, is going to speak at that, not positive. But it's a two-day deal, and those people are in town now getting ready for that. So that's probably some of what you saw that was there. But I saw the police surround Rand Paul as quickly as they could get there, because he was not only being harassed, they were swearing and using some pretty vile language at him.
Yeah, they went after the buses, and
yep.
Were pounded on the buses with the attendees in them. So.
Wrong place to do it, because I don't believe the D.C. police were going to put up with any of that stuff. And I did see them disperse them pretty quickly. They were gone within an hour and a half or 2 hours. Of course, they were there during the speech trying to make noise, but I didn't hear them. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I didn't hear them, and I just played the president's speech. You couldn't hear any of that. All right, hold the fort there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, we're going to talk more about the president and what he had to say last night and all that. It was just a tremendous speech. And, by the way, we're being told that this buried the Democrats' message. There's a number of reporters on both sides of the aisle saying that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.